I'm sitting in my dean secretary's office. Again. Arisna Whitaker, the dean secretary herself, is seated behind her desk, tapping on its glass. No doubt, typing up my report. This will be my 8th report this quarter. Injured your hand yesterday, Miss Whitaker? I say, after a while. She stops typing to glare at me. What makes you think that, Miss Iparis? The pauses in your keystrokes are off. You're favoring your left hand. Miss Whitaker sighs and leans back in her chair. Yes, June. I twisted my wrist yesterday in a game of kibble. Sorry to hear it. You should try to swing more from your arm and not from your wrist. I'd meant this simply to be a statement of fact, but it sounded sort of taunting and doesn't seem to have made her any happier. Let's get something straight, Miss Iparis, she says. You may think you're very smart. You may think your perfect grades earn you some sort of special treatment. You may even think you have fans at this school. What with all this nonsense? She gestures at the students gathered outside the door. But I've grown incredibly tired of our get-togethers in my office. And believe me, when you graduate and get assigned to whatever post this country chooses for you, your antics won't impress your superiors there. Do you understand? I nod, because that's what she wants me to do. But she's wrong. I don't just think I'm smart. I'm the only person in the entire republic with a perfect 1500 score on her trial. I was assigned here, to the country's top university at 12, 4 years ahead of schedule. I am smart. I have what the Republic considers good genes. And better genes make for better soldiers, make for better chance of victory against the colonies. And if I feel like my afternoon drills aren't teaching me enough about how to climb walls while carrying weapons, then, well, it wasn't my fault. I had to scale the side of a 19-story building with a XM621 gun strapped to my back. It was self-improvement for the sake of my country. Rumor has it that Day once scaled 5 stories in less than 8 seconds. If the Republic's most wanted criminal can pull that off, then how are we going to catch him if we're not just as fast? And if we can't even catch him, how are we going to win the war? Miss Whitaker's desk beeps 3 times. She holds down a button. Yes?
Captain Matthias Iparis is outside the gate, a voice replies. He's here for his sister.
Good. Send him in. She releases the button and points a finger at me. I hope that brother of yours starts doing a better job of minding you. Because if you end up in my office one more time this quarter, Matthias is doing a better job than our dead parents, I reply, maybe more sharply than I intended. We fall into an uncomfortable silence. Finally, after what seems like an eternity, I hear a commotion out in the hall. The students pressed against the door's glass abruptly disperse, and their shadows move aside to make room for a tall silhouette. My brother. As Matthias opens the door and steps inside, I can see some girls out in the hall stifling smiles behind their hands. But Matthias fixes his full attention on me. My eyes meet his. He's furious. Miss Whitaker gives Matthias a brilliant smile.
Ah, Captain! She exclaims. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Matthias taps the edge of his hat in a polite salute.
It's unfortunate it's under these circumstances again, he replies. My apologies.